Hey, I'm excited because in studio, I am about to introduce a lady who has a beautiful name to read, but I'm not quite sure I can pronounce it. Can you do the honors for me?
Yes, my name is Tabitha Strother.
Oh, it's Tabitha. Well, it's I can do Tabitha. That. I have
that was too easy.
No, this is what I have written. T-A-B-E-R-H-A.
That is
now,
incorrect.
How would you pronounce that?
I wouldn't.
I do not know.
Exactly. So I'm feeling like I'm in the company of other smart people.
Tabitha and I are taking a high road.
Tabitha Strother.
Yes.
We got the last name right. We are talking about a breakfast.
Yes. It is the fifth annual African American Cultural Breakfast.
Wow. The fifth annual.
Fifth annual.
And I see you're setting up your Facebook Live, too.
Yes.
What did we do before we had all these little gadgets and gizmos?
I don't know. It was much simpler, I tell you that.
Yeah, we didn't have to multitask quite as much.
Exactly.
But this allows other people to be part of the experience of places that you go, coming into the studio here at WRHI. It's really nice. So tell me about this breakfast.
Well, this is the fifth annual African American Cultural Breakfast. We partner with Chester County, of course, and the S.L. Finley Restoration Association. And again, this is the fifth annual one. We are just excited because...
what is the purpose?
The purpose is to acknowledge, to recognize, to honor the accomplishments of African Americans in the Chester County community. That's the city of Chester, that's Blackstock, that's Louisville, Richburg, Great Falls, Fort Lawn, the whole Chester County community, their accomplishments, what we've done, where we have come from. Our slogan is from then until now. So to just show what the African American community has done and where we're going, you know, there's a saying, you don't know where you're going until you know where you've been.
Absolutely. Of course, yesterday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And that message that you just shared really, it shined through a lot in our conversations about the importance of looking forward and realizing the past is your history. It's not always the prettiest painting.
Exactly.
It can be painful, but it's also... it's an important milestone to appreciate growth.
It is. It's necessary.
It is necessary.
It's necessary. And I think today our children don't know our heritage. We don't know our history. And a lot of times, you know, they say it's his story but make it your story. We have to know, you know, in order for you to know where you're going or what you're going to do, your destiny, you have to know where your forefathers come from. You have to know your grandparents' story. You have to know, you know, what happened then so you can understand what's going on now. So you can make it to the future. So this year, at this year's breakfast, we are honoring women.
Honoring women.
We are.
Tell me about some of the accomplishments, some of the women who you will be honoring.
Oh, we are recognizing, well, the speaker this year is Miss Anna Boware, who was actually the first African-American woman elected to our Chester County Council. She now serves on the Elections Commission, the only African-American woman serving on the Elections Commission. She is the president of the Delta Sigma Theta, I think that's how you pronounce it, sorority in Chester. And she was the librarian, for many, many years. She is so active in the community in Chester. She supports so many other sororities and groups, a lot of accomplishments. We have Miss Sarah Caldwell, who is she was a member of the Chester Downtown Development Association. Mm-hmm. She's the owner of BB&C Copy Express. We have Ms. Dr. Vivian Ayers Allen, who most people know her as the mother of Felicia Rashad and Debbie Allen. But she's a doctor in her own right.
Yes.
And the owner of the Brainerd Heritage Institute, who was a graduate the last of the last class of Brainerd and started the workshops in open fields. Oh, God.
I'm getting inspired just hearing the names of the women who you are honoring, because it's so easy for young women to look at the accomplishments of older women and think that it just happened so easily.
Oh, but it did not.
Oh, and it did not. There's always a journey. Right.
And the thing about it is most of these women, most of them, because I know a lot of them will not be there, but most of them will be there, that you'll be able to sit down and talk to these ladies, and they can tell you their struggles, they can tell you their successes, they can tell you their pitfalls, they can tell you what to do and what not to do, you know?
Oh, yes.
And we have school teachers. We have one who is on our board now, but she was just elected, Valeria Irwin, who was just elected the first and only in 2020 African-American elected to the Lawry's Town Council.
Wow.
2020, first time ever. You know, that's exciting to me.
It is exciting.
You know.
And there's a process, because as women, we have to step up and put ourselves in consideration. And that's, you know, has to happen before a vote and possibility of winning a campaign can even take place.
Exactly.
And that and you can't do that without confidence. And the confidence can be gained through conversation with those who have overcome obstacles to achieve what it is that they pursued.
Exactly.
I think this is your fifth annual.
And I encourage you, please get your tickets now. Tickets are going fast. Tickets are $10. Tickets are $10. They are going fast. Or you can reserve a table sponsor a table. That's a table of eight for $100.
That's really good.
Yes.
I mean, come on. A table of eight for $100. And where is this taking place?
At the Gateway Conference Center, 3200 Commerce Drive in Richburg, South Carolina, February 15th, 2020. That's this year. 9 a.m. Our MC again is Beatrice Thompson. Love B. She does a wonderful job. And again, tickets are $10, or you can sponsor a table of eight, and you can make your checks payable to donations payable to the SL Family Restoration Association.
About how many do you expect to attend?
300. And listen, we are down to like 50 tickets.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't waste any time.
Don't wait.
And one last question, Tabitha. When you're not doing all of this, what do you do?
Besides ministering, because I am a licensed ordained minister, I do event planning.
Well, fantastic. You are the right person for this type of job. And what a great opportunity for everyone.
Yes.
Provided you act and get that ticket, because you're down to the last 50 of a 300 people event.
300 people.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you so very much. We'll continue to share and come back and see us.
I will.
And I will know your name is Tabitha and not Tabertha.
I don't know what
that was. I don't even know. Okay, right
thank
now
you
it
so
is.
Much.
Thank you.